Fellowship Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage for today is going to be a short one. This is from the book of James, chapter 4, picking up in verse 6. But he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. What would you say to a person who knew that they were a diabetic and yet refused to bring their insulin with them or take it and kept crashing out from not having enough blood sugar and having manic episodes because they had too much? You might say to that person that they're behaving foolishly, that their condition has been diagnosed, and to not take the medicine that is available to them is insanity. It's going to cause them problems in the short term and probably ultimately death in the long term. So take your insulin. Take care of yourself. You know what your condition is, and you know what you need. Well, likewise, we know what our condition is, and we know what we need. We are sinners. Now, we have already received the first part of our treatment, which is salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And that means that we are freed from the eternal consequences of our sin. And we are promised eternal life. We will be with Jesus forever, one day in glory. But in the meantime, sometimes we live like we are not sinners who are saved by grace. We live like we are people that are capable of accomplishing things on our own means, and that we do not need the grace that is an offer to us. What might someone say to us? They might say that we are behaving foolishly. This is a very famous verse. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Something I think about in my better moments and then forget in my worse is, how many things in a 24-hour period do I accomplish without keeping God at the center of my mind? As I go throughout the day, how many things do I think that I can handle on my own and that I don't need God's help to do them? Very good about maybe getting up and reading my Bible in the mornings, but as I get up and I go about my day and I interact with my family, as I go to my job and do my work, as I'm driving through traffic, as I go shopping, and all of these things, am I praying continuously like the Apostle Paul tells us to do? Or am I accomplishing things in my own wisdom, my own strength, without being aware of God's presence with me every moment of every day? We are saved by grace, it is true. But what does it say in the book of James here? It says that he gives more grace. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That means that we are in need of more grace. We are in the need of the everyday grace that God offers us, whatever we may face. We want to do what verse 8 says and draw near to God, that God might draw near to us. How might our lives be different if we accomplished twice as much, three times as much, with God consciously on our minds and in our thoughts? It doesn't have to be this constant, you know, hands raised prayer and praise worship service, but an awareness that he's walking with us every moment of every day, that we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Going back verse 5 before where we read, he yearns jealously over the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us. It means that God is jealous for the Spirit to be heeded, to be acknowledged, to be worshipped, and to be, yes, drawn on the grace that is available to us. So as we are going throughout our days, the things that we assume, the things that we figure, I'm good, I've got this on my own, what if we submitted even those to God and said, God, show me your will in this? And then walked forward, not in anxiety and fretting over, did I make the wrong decision, but with an awareness of his presence and his grace that is flowing through us as his sons and his daughters. So, sinner saved by grace, take your medicine today. God's grace is not a one-time event, but an ongoing process by which he is making us more like his son, Jesus, every day. Lord, we thank you for your grace that you give and for the reminder that you oppose the proud and give grace to the humble. So, Lord, when we're feeling proud and like we've got it all together, when we're feeling insecure and like we're a mess and we're messing everything up, in both of those situations, your grace draws us to say, You matter because I made you, I saved you, I am working through you. You are my son and my daughter. We thank you for the truth of your word. Help us to live that out, to humble ourselves under your mighty hand, so that in due time you may lift us up. We'll give you all the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.